WKOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. You're listening to Radio Orbit. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I'm going to have another gentleman on the phone, if it works out. His name is Mitch Schultz. And Mitch and I have an interesting story how we met. He heard an interview I did with Dr. Rick Strassman a couple of years ago. Rick, of course, is the author of a book that's called DMT, The Spirit Molecule. And Mitch is a filmmaker who was interested in DMT, dimethyltryptamine. And he heard my interview with Rick Strassman, sent me a note, and we began to correspond. And he's making a film that's actually called DMT, The Spirit Molecule. And I got an email from him a couple of weeks ago, and he told me the film is almost completed. It'll be out in the spring. And I thought, well, why don't you come on the air and talk a little bit about it and, just introduce yourself to the audience. And then when the film actually comes out, we'll have you back on the air and talk a little bit more greater length. So, in the next 15 minutes or so, we'll have Mitch Schultz, the author, or I guess I should say the director, producer of DMT, The Spirit Molecule, a documentary about dimethyltryptamine that's due out in the next 6 months or so. And Dennis, as a matter of fact, was interviewed for that particular film project, along with a number of other people that I'm sure that you all that listen to my show would be pretty interested in. So, Mitch Schultz in just a few minutes. And we will also say hello in a moment to another guest who is named Mitch Schultz. And Mitch is a documentary film producer, I guess. We're going to have him tell us exactly what he does, but I know certainly that he's making a film that's called DMT, The Spirit Molecule. And, of course, that's something that interests me and lots of the other people who listen to this program. And I think we're just going to say hello and let Mitch tell us a little bit about himself. Welcome to the program. Mitch Schultz, hi.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on this late at night.
You bet. Not a problem at all. Very excited about the documentary. We're moving forward pretty quick. And I guess if I could just start and tell a story about how I kind of got hooked up with the whole thing was through you, actually.
Yeah, well, tell me, before we do that real quickly, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, the fact that people even, if somebody says DMT to me or psilocybin or anything like that, I usually say, okay, I want to know a little bit more about you because we seem to be sort of a tightly knit group anyway, and the way that we get to the place we get is usually interesting. So how did you get interested to begin with in this stuff?
Well, and that's part of the whole story, actually, Mike. It's back in New York. It's probably about 5 years ago now, and a friend of mine had some DMT, and this was my first experience with it. And
wow.
It was something that I just had never heard anything about, so it kind of caught me off guard.
I bet.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a very amazing experience and life-changing in a lot of ways, and that whole moment just kind of spurred my interest, and I said, I have to know more about this.
Mm-hmm.
So just doing some research and obviously came across Dr. Strassman's book.
Right.
That's kind of what pushed it over the edge. And I said, I think the world kind of needs to know something about this.
Right. Yeah, when I read Rick Strassman's book, I was blown away too. He was one of the, when I started doing my radio show, I made a list of, I think, 10 people that were sort of my top 10 people that I thought, okay, if I can get interviews with these 10 folks, then I'll consider myself good, and I actually did what I wanted to do, and I have since actually done that. But he was on the top 10, and he's a very interesting guy, and that book is I think will probably be remembered as a pretty important book eventually.
I think so too, and it's been a pleasure to kind of partner up with Rick on this project, and I wanted to bring him on not just to kind of say, okay, Rick, I want to look at your research and take it and make a movie out of it, but I had to have him on board, mm-hmm. for obvious reasons. And he's been instrumental in helping us put the whole cast of characters together and just kind of being there. He knows. He knows what, at least has done a lot of the research, and I think that's going to help push the project along and it's, make it that much better, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He's great, and how remarkable the web is. I mean, it's so cool. Like you say, you and I wouldn't be in touch with one another were it not for the fact that we were able to, you were able to do a little work on him, came across the show here, and next thing you know, we're chatting about it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, it was kind of a cool experience, and I appreciate you sending that disc along. That's what kind of started this whole thing, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the film and what your objective is with it and who's in it and where you've gone to film it and all this sort of thing.
Well, we started this last January. We started out in New Mexico where Dr. Strassman is and where the whole research took place. So we went there. We shot about eight of the volunteers from the study. And several other people. We had Stephen Barker from LSU, and then Dave Nichols was there. Rick was there, of course. From there, we went out to Berkeley and we shot some interviews out there. Dennis, who you had on early,
mm-hmm.
we interviewed Dennis and a lot of other people out there as well. And then our last stop's going to be out in New York. And then by the time it's all said and done, we'll have about 50 interviews done.
Wow.
Speaking about trying to get those top 10 interviews, I just feel blessed to go out and talk to the 50 people that we're going to have on board on this thing. So
yeah.
It's kind of like who we don't have on board. It's been great.
Yeah, so. It's quite a collection that you guys have for the film, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you go to Peru as well, or were you planning on going there?
We're planning on going to Peru, and it looks probably right after the first of the year is our goal to go down to Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dennis McKenna will be joining us down there, as well as Dr. Strassman, and it's you know, that's going to be an integral part of this film, is the indigenous use and how long that's been going on and how ingrained in the culture and society it is, mm-hmm. and how that's kind of started to translate and come up, you know, in our culture here in America and right. in the Western world in general.
Right, right. Very interesting. All right.
So that's going to be an integral part of the film for sure.
So you've been speaking with people who are experiencers as well as scientists and all people that are involved in researching the substance?
Exactly, exactly. And we're going to be looking, looking at artists and their visionary arts, talking to quantum physicists, trying to look at a lot of different realms that I think kind of tie back into DMT in some weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going out trying to find any answers. I think I'm just going to throw as much out there as I can and let the audience kind of decide what this might all mean.
Right.
I just think there's too much out there for any one person to chew on or one film to even... to kind of even make a dent in the whole thing. So it's just kind of a starting point, I think, more than anything.
Well, I think it's great because, and you're right, I mean, I think that I hesitate to say in the West, but it's basically what it is. It's basically in the whole planet right now.
Exactly.
But we're just now, us quote-unquote educated people are just now getting educated,
Yes.
And so there is a whole lot that we don't know, and we're just starting to scratch the surface of these things. So I'm glad that you're really not trying to draw any particular conclusions, just putting stuff out there and saying, well, look at this, check this out,
Exactly. And it's just, it's going to be a kind of a strange introduction, I think, to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the time is right. I think there is some, you're saying kind of around the world right now, there is somewhat of this awakening, at least I'm sensing anyways for myself, that people are starting to be a little more aware of this and a little more open to it.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I sense that as well, and I talk to lots of different people that, in a general sense, I think seem to feel the same way. Something's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's interesting that, if you take DMT or if you take psilocybin, and Rick did a psilocybin study too. Nobody talks too much about that, but he did a psilocybin study as well that I'm sure is very interesting to talk with him about. But at any rate, these substances sort of intimate something like this, that something's going on, and they're there to sort of midwife us through the whole thing.
Yes, and they're not something to really mess with. I think sometimes they can be a dangerous thing at times if they're not respected, and we need to be careful with what they are. That's why I think more research needs to be done, and they can be very powerful tools at the same time. So.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. I mean, like any powerful tool, you better be careful how you use it. I don't care if it's a table saw, or a small, neurotransmitter. So
I think that table talk would be a good analogy, actually.
Yeah, it'll tear you apart, you know.
Exactly.
But in the right set, the right setting with the right head on, you know, and the right situation, it can be very beneficial as well.
Absolutely. And that's the other main thing is the set and setting. And it's, you know, cured over and over again, but it is the most important.
Right, it really is. I mean, that's what it all comes down to, essentially. So, all right, well, is it going to be a full-length documentary? Is it going to be an hour-long, half-hour-long? What's it going to
be? Well, we're shooting for 90 minutes, 90 to 100 minutes, so okay. A feature-length doc, mm-hmm. And we are definitely hoping for a theatrical release, and that's
awesome.
What we're going to be pushing for. We want to get to a wide audience, but again, in a respectful way.
All right, film festivals and this sort of thing, probably.
Yes, the first thing we're going to shoot for is going for Cannes, and that's what we're going to shoot for first. And beyond that, we'll look for Sundance for the next jump.
Okay, well let me give you another proposition, maybe.
Please do.
There's a film festival here in Columbia, Missouri, which is actually a quite big deal in the Midwest. It's called the True False Film Festival.
Okay.
And it's a 4 or 5 day deal, and this last year, I mean, it was very, very well attended, and lots of sort of big-time people were here, and that's one that you should definitely look into. There's a real good gang of people that are behind it here, and they really made some waves over the last couple of years. So look.
When is that, Mike?
Oh, I think it's, don't quote me, but I think it's June, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's after.
I think
you'll be, I'm hoping, if you said March or so, that you're hoping to have it done, the finished product, maybe you can still get an entry into that one. I'll bet you could. So,
okay, I'll definitely look into that. Thank you.
Yeah, True False Film Festival. That's a great one. But at any rate, I'd love to see it at any and all of these festivals, and I hope that it I hope it gets the eyes that it deserves, and people can make an assessment of it. You know.
Well, I appreciate it, and we're definitely going to push hard to get this thing out to everybody, and you know, shows like this are just going to help. So, thank you for doing that.
Sure. Who else is involved in the project with you?
As far as
like in the are you doing the production direction, all that stuff yourself?
I am. I have a couple other people on board. I've got a gentleman named Justin Corsby, mm-hmm. A guy named Craig Gerensway, a gentleman named Chris Olson. We're all based out of Texas. We all grew up here, and I recently got back from New York, and I wanted to come back here to make this film. So,
huh? You know, I know you're from Austin, and it's funny how these threads move. But you know, Terrence McKenna, who was Dennis's brother, of course. Used to talk at, he did a thing a couple times at the Whole Life Festival, I think they called it down there. But he'd talk at UT often enough and was pretty familiar with the scene down there in Austin.
It's a great vibe down here. It's the only place in Texas, they say.
Yeah.
I love it here. I love it, and I love it. So it's a great place.
Yeah, Austin's a great town, no question about it. Very similar, actually, to Columbia, Missouri, believe it or not.
I'll have to come check that out. I've never been.
Yeah, they're both sort of oases in the desert of sorts, you know. Anyway, okay, well, is this your first film project, or have you done more before this?
I've never directed my own, so this is my first feature to direct.
Uh-huh.
I've worked on a lot of different independent productions and some TV stuff, but this is my first baby, so.
Wow.
And I just feel lucky to have this as my first project to direct, so it's kind of an amazing thing.
Well, I'm looking really forward to seeing it when you guys get it completed. I'm really looking forward to it, so. What else? What do you got on the future plans? You gonna do a follow up? You gonna do another documentary? You got anything else you'd like to talk about?
A couple little things kind of kicking out there. I have another documentary in mind. I'd love to do a Nikola Tesla documentary.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but Dennis was talking about Nikola Tesla a little bit.
I missed it. Well, see, there you go. There's other tie-ins again.
Yeah, we. Yeah, he actually referenced Nikola Tesla, and we talked about him for a couple of minutes on the show tonight. So, and he's one of my heroes, certainly.
Yeah, one of mine as well. Yeah, that's why he'd be an interesting documentary.
Wow, wonderful. So. I look forward to that one too. So.
Well, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, let's get one thing at a time, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. Well, look, I'll let you go. It's 2:30 in the morning there. Actually, you're in Texas. You're not in New York. But at any rate, it's 1:30 like it is here. So we'll let you get on to whatever it is you do at this time of the night. And,
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
You're welcome. Now, contact information is it spectralalchemy.com, right?
Spectralalchemy.com. We are also, if they want to go to thespiritmolecule.com/BMT, that site has just gone up, and it'll get a little bit better sense of what the film's all about and who all is involved.
Okay, one more time. It's the spirit molecule/DMT.
The thespiritmolecule.com/DMT. Uh-huh.
Okay, thespiritmolecule.com/DMT. And that's going to be a site for the actual film itself.
For the film itself, you got it.
All right, cool. All right, well, I look forward. I'll go check that out myself, and I'm sure you'll get that thing up to speed as you get the movie more and more close to completion.
Absolutely, and I'll keep you posted on everything. Thanks again, Mike.
Very good. Take care of yourself, Mitch, all right?
Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, that's Mitch Schultz, and Mitch is the director, producer of a film that is soon to be released called DMT, The Spirit Molecule. And a lot of wonderful people involved in that project, including Dr. Dennis McKenna, who we shared some time with earlier tonight. So on the web one more time, thespiritmolecule.com/DMT. And if you want to get in touch with Mitch, you can also do that at spectralalchemy.com, or you can send me an email or whatever, okay? All right, that's going to be one to look forward to. I really look forward to it. So we'll talk to Mitch again, maybe toward the release date or afterwards. Maybe that's it. After it's released, we'll get a look at it and then talk to Mitch again about the film, and wish him the best of luck with regard to all these festivals and getting some exposure for the film. All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Radio Orbit on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. And I'm going to take a break here and play a song by Welder called Sumeria. It's about 6 minutes or so, so we get a nice long breather here. We'll come back, talk about a couple things.